You're listening to SBS News.
It's been about 3 years since the death in custody of Mahsa Jina Amini, which sparked a nationwide movement in Iran. While things have changed for Iranian women in different ways since then, experts say the government's crackdown still persists in new forms. In this episode of Weekend 101, Dr. Dara Conduit, a Middle East specialist at the University of Melbourne, speaks with Nif Sadral Dabayi about what has changed and what hasn't.
So the movement itself was sparked by the death of Mahsa Jina Amini in the custody of the Morality Police in September 2022. Mahsa had been in the, in a street in Tehran with her brother, and she had been arrested by the Morality Police for allegedly not wearing her hijab correctly and was taken to a re-education centre in which she was supposed to be for a couple of hours and then released. We don't know exactly what happened after that. We know that a couple of hours later, an ambulance was called to the re-education centre where the Morality Police were, and she was in a coma from which she would never recover. And she died a couple of days later. That was a spark that started the 2022 protest movement, but really there was an underlying discontent in Iran at that time across all of society. So, be it, in 2019, there had been enormous countrywide protests as a result of increasing poverty in Iran and also the regime's attempts to wind back fuel subsidies. There have been massive protests in recent years by pensioners, by people who are protesting environmental degradation, the lack of clean water. There is broad-based discontent across Iran, including among women in Iran. And, in 2022, it was the death of Mahsa Amini that sparked this.
During that time, what did the death of Mahsa Jina Amini meant for Iranian women?
The death of Mahsa Amini was really significant for Iranian women because, I guess, it showed the brutality of the Iranian regime and the way that it mistreats women in that country.
And why were the protests so much focused on women and women issues in Iran?
The protests were focused on women's issues because of the nature of them, which was that they were sparked by the death of Mahsa Amini. And women fought really strongly to keep, women life freedom and the message of women's liberation in the centre of that. There were efforts to broaden the protest movement as the movement got broader and more people joined the street. There were a lot of men on the ground in Iran at the same time protesting, but the women's movement worked really strongly to make sure that the message of women's liberation was front and centre. This movement didn't come out of nowhere. There's been huge, efforts by the women's movement in Iran over the past two decades at least to politicise women's issues and to advocate for, greater freedom for women, starting with the 1 million signatures campaign in the early 2000s, the My Stealthy Freedom campaign in the 2010s. So this hasn't come out of nowhere. Women have been organising in Iran for a really long time, and 2023 was when all that organising became public.
Why has the mandatory hijab always been a fundamental part of the Islamic regime in Iran?
The hijab and the subjugation of women is central to the ideology of the Islamic Republic. It's not something that's central to Iran as a whole, but it's something that those people in power need to in order to keep themselves in power and create women and the control of women, as their other. And as long as women are controlled, they can stay in power. And if they're not, then that starts to break apart. Women in the ideology of the Islamic Republic, women are mothers. International Women's Day in Iran, is celebrated as Mother's Day in Iran because that's all that women can be in that view. And so any effort to challenge that, to remove hijabs, and to call for equality for women, it fundamentally threatens the entirety of the Islamic Republic.
There are more and more reports on social media of some women in Iran defying country's mandatory hijab law. What do you think is the reason behind that?
There are multiple reasons for this. Partially this is because of the campaigns that preceded the 2022 protests. So the My Stealthy Freedom campaign, the White Wednesdays campaign, which the My Stealthy Freedom campaign led to, photos of women being taken and put on social media, women out in public who weren't wearing the hijab. White Wednesday's campaign, likewise, women wore white hijabs on Wednesdays, which was not, in any way it breached no laws, but it was a silent statement against hijab laws. And there's also been technology that's been developed along the way too. An app was released about 10 years ago, which geolocates the locations of the morality police. So women can look at that and can know that they are able to go outside without wearing hijabs relatively freely, until they're in the vicinity of those police.
And recently, what new forms of pressure and punishment have the Iranian authorities introduced against the women who defy the hijab rules?
The regime is trying to find ways to control the hijab. It's a really challenging thing for the regime to control, because you can see when they control it the way they did with Mahsa Amini, it led to protests that, took place across the country. So it's a really difficult thing to control, particularly when it comes to women, and particularly women who are, peacefully operating in the streets. It's very difficult to walk up and arrest someone who's not doing anything wrong or that kind of thing. The optics of it are really, really bad. So the regime has been trying to use technology to control this, and it has released, videos in which it claims that it's now using smart cameras or, artificial intelligence empowered cameras, which can identify women on the streets who are not wearing hijabs, and that those women will be automatically identified and then sent text messages and fines or, be asked to come to court. And that would be a really powerful tool, because it would mean that the regime can actually police this without getting into confrontations with, young women on the street, which just looks really bad and risks creating another situation like they had in 2022. Whether they can actually do this or not is another story, but that is what the regime is claiming that it is trying to do. And I think that in itself is important, because that creates fear.
And for the last question, what forms of resistance do you think women are engaging in response to this operation?
I mean, the Iranian women's movement, it is energetic, it is creative, and it has, been working under extremely difficult conditions for decades now. And I think it's always looking for new ways in which it can challenge the regime. Things like singing and dancing in the streets are ways that it can do that, because, again, the optics of the regime arresting people for singing or dancing make it look really bad. I remember during the 2022 protests seeing this tweet, and it was a picture of a surveillance camera in the metro in Tehran, and that had been taken out of order by a protester. And normally, somebody trying to stop a surveillance camera from operating would, break it somehow, would hit it with something or that kind of thing. But this hadn't happened to that surveillance camera. The surveillance camera had two sanitary pads that had been covered, stuck on top of it. So it was out of action. It couldn't be used. And it just really summed up the women's movement to me that, they are fierce, they are committed, and they're going to do things on their own terms. And they're going to continue to create a problem for the Iranian regime if it doesn't start to offer or improve the situation of women in that country.